It's a good headline day when India has completed 1 billion vaccine doses. Fantastic. So you have to applaud all the healthcare workers, all the government officials, all the others in the system, private organizations, hospitals, central government, Modi government, this task force they've set up, all of them deserve compliments. Now, you can cry about many things. We can always find faults in many things. Rone ke liye bahana chahiye. If you want to cry, we can cry about anything. We can say, okay, 1 billion, but India's population is so much more. 1 billion, but only 30% of the adults are double vaccinated as yet. The rest are still single vaccinated. Or that we could have started earlier. That's a valid criticism. That we could have started earlier, maybe 2 months earlier. And this number of 100 crores today might have been 115 crores by now. Or if other vaccines had also been allowed to come in, a lot of which were available free, in fact, as part of the COVAX program, then maybe the number might have been 120, 125 crores. But that's a question of what might have been. Let's look at what has been. What has been is quite remarkable. 100 crore vaccine jabs have been pushed into people's arms. Now remember, that means 75% of India's eligible adult population. India has a very large percentage of younger population. So of the 138 odd crore that India has by way of total population, about 96 crores were over 18. And so they were entitled to, or they were eligible for vaccination. Of those, about 75% have got one jab each. And that has a meaning to which I will come. That's why I think this is the standout headline for today. And what a misfortune, and how stupid and how ironical that if you look at all your TV screen, this has been overshadowed by the raids on Shah Rukh Khan's house and by the raids on Ananya Pandey. Plus, it's also given all TV channels the excuse now to run pictures of Ananya Pandey in a swimming pool. Anyway, let me not go there. Let me come back to the point. So, 100 crore vaccines in India. What does it mean? How did it come about? You've been reading about a lot of this. In this one, India is a continent-sized country. You can see many distinctions. You can see the states that have done very well, states that haven't done very well, states that have done very well, Himachal, for example. The tops, Haryana, very good. Delhi, excellent. Jammu and Kashmir, fantastic, almost as good as Himachal. But in the middle of them, you see Punjab struggling. If anything, Punjab has better infrastructure, it's better connected than many of these states. Punjab also has the energy and the knowledge from immigration, because, you know, so many Punjabis have family members overseas, and yet Punjab has done very poorly. So there are states which have done very well, states which have done poorly. Uttar Pradesh, if you look at the adult population, it's among the lowest percentages in the country. And actually, Uttar Pradesh's percentage, it has pushed in a lot of doses. It's pushed in 12.4 crore doses already by now. But given what a big population it is, it actually pulls down the national average of people with at least one single shot. So this also tells you where our public health systems are weak. There are some surprises there. Tamil Nadu, for example. One would have expected Tamil Nadu to have done much better. But we know that Tamil Nadu has suffered from some kind of a vaccine hesitancy from the very beginning. It looks like they are getting their act together now. So there are many variations there. There are also states like Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh. Gujarat has done very well. Madhya Pradesh has done reasonably well. Maharashtra has done reasonably well in terms of total percentage. Not as well as Madhya Pradesh, but these are the big states. And then you see states which have done brilliantly. Many of them are small states. Goa, Himachal Pradesh, Kerala. And then if you see Karnataka, etc., you can see which state has a better government, a better chief minister in that sense. So if you have a health index or a COVID vaccination index of the states and chief ministers, that will lead to some interesting findings. We will do that exercise for you after about another month. Because the other thing that's happened with Indian vaccines now is, if you see how the numbers are moving, initially you found that, say, if in a day 1 lakh notionally 100 vaccines were administered. Say about 10 were the second shots, 90 were the first shots. Because there was an 82-83 day gap between the first and the second. As time has passed, this gap has narrowed. So if you see these days, last few days, and you will see some data on the screen, you will find that the numbers of people having their second shot is about as much as those having their first shot or even greater. What does it mean? One, it means that people who've taken the first shot are coming back. And so the number of fully vaccinated Indians will now go up exponentially over the next 30-45 days because those are the people completing their period for eligibility for the second shot. The second important thing is that even at this stage, when 75% of Indians have taken one shot at least, more people are coming in to get vaccinated. So even today, if say 30 lakhs get the second shot, then 29 lakhs or 31 lakhs get the first shot. That means the appetite for the vaccine is still there among the remaining people. That makes India a unique country. In unique country, you know, initially when I said thank everybody, I deliberately missed one. I said everybody from healthcare workers to in the government sector to private sector to COVID task force to all the deputy commissioners and collectors all over the country, all the chief ministers, Modi government. I complimented everybody, but I deliberately left out one because I thought I'll mention that at this stage. And that is the Indian citizen. Indian citizen with just $2,000 per capita income. This year, in fact, is even a little bit less than that because of last year's decline. Such a poor country with so much illiteracy, so much ignorance, so much superstition. We self-flagellate all the time. We say awful things about ourselves. And the world also sees us like that. But if you see the data from across the world, you will find that our country probably has the lowest vaccine hesitancy for any country in the world. People trust the system, people trust science, people trust their government, people trust the doctors, and people trust the vaccines. And one reason they do that is because in India, we've had a very robust universal vaccination program. It's now called Indradhanush program. But people are used to getting their kids and themselves vaccinated across religions, across ethnicities, across languages, no barriers. And that is what is showing up now. If 75% adults have got single shot and more are getting it, chances are that India will see almost 100% of adults with vaccination. Now, compare that with some other countries. I will come to that and I will mark one out in particular, that is Russia. But I'll come to that in about a minute or so. Again, if you look at the situation in India, about 88-89% of all the vaccines administered in India are Serum Institute of India. That is Covishield. About 10-11% is Bharat Biotech, which is a Covaxin, which is the Indian-made vaccine. Quite effective, I am told. And all the Indian data tells you that it's quite effective. Still waiting for WHO's clearance. Let us see what happens on the 26th. But the fact is that Covishield has been able to scale up production much faster. And one reason that happens is that it's the essential technology or essential science with which these vaccines are made. So Covishield is made with something that you can multiply in labs, right? I will not go into the details of that because we've talked about that in the past. I will share that link with you. In fact, that was a very early cut the clutter in that the peak of corona that we had done on this Oxford University group, which was researching on this vaccine, which became AstraZeneca and Covishield after that. So I'll share that link with you. You can read that. Covaxin, on the other hand, is made with a whole virion, so whole virus. So you have to produce a virus. So look at it like this. It's again a simplistic comparison. And once again, science people, forgive me for making it so simple, but that is one way of explaining it. Think of Covishield like an automobile being manufactured. So an automobile is manufactured on an assembly line. Engines are manufactured on one more assembly line, doors on another one, wheels on another one, gearbox, etc., etc., in various places. And then they are all brought into to one assembly line, which then keeps turning out automobile after automobile. everything can be scaled up quite fast and taken to a high scale. If you were producing a bullock cart, right? Bullock cart will still get you from destination, from place A to place B. So vaccine comparison, I'm not saying one is a bullock cart technology, one is an automobile technology. I'm just giving you a comparison to understand. It is still effective. It will still save you from the disease. But to produce more in large numbers is more challenging, because to do that, you first have to produce the bulls first, right? Bulls have to be produced, they have to grow. So it's a bit like that, because you have to grow the vaccines, you have to multiply them, you have to kill them, attenuate them. It is a very laborious process, but it is effective. And it is effective, sundar, tikau, sasta itna nahi hai. In India, it costs about twice as much as Covishield. But the fact is, India has a vaccine of its own, and Covishield is all manufactured in India. So all of this has been made in India. And this has once again, although initially it was widely felt that because India had stopped vaccine exports, India will lose some of the goodwill. But the fact is that today India is the only country still capable of supplying or exporting these vaccines in large enough numbers to those parts of the world that really need it, especially in Africa. So once again, compliments to Serum Institute, Adar Poonawalla, and also Dr. Krishna Ayala and his family at Bharat Biotech. Both have done a fantastic job. And now you have Zycovid coming up, and also Inova, which is a company in Pune, which is producing India's first mRNA vaccine. So once again, in the next 3 months, we will see this process really pick up. Whether or not the government meets the target of having all of India's adults fully vaccinated by 31st December, that we have to see. Because given the production in India right now, about 30 crore vaccines a month will be available. And if that's available, then you could get very close to that number, if not fully achieve that. So once again, double applause. This calls for a celebration. India has done very well. Having said that, what is happening elsewhere? I told you early on that you have to compliment India's citizen who, despite ignorance, despite poverty, despite everything, trusts science, trusts doctors, trusts the vaccines. But other countries, look at America, for example. This is a map, vaccine map of America, which we have borrowed from the Mayo Clinic's website. See this. It's a screenshot from Mayo Clinic's website. See the color coding. The darker the color, the higher the rate of vaccination. Lighter the color, lower the rate of vaccination. And you see these really Ponchela states. I mean, states which are much more religious in their thinking. States in the South, states in the Midwest. They are the ones, this is the Bible Belt, they are the ones where vaccination percentages are the lowest. And those are the states where the disease is still spreading and is taking a lot of lives. Whereas many of the coastal states you will see, it's not just New York and California, but many of the other states are really deep green now. So they are now doing very well. And you can see that even in a very rich, very well-to-do, very well-educated country, where a lot more people read and write than, say, in India, still there is such strong vaccine hesitancy. In fact, on the American right, there is almost an ideological opposition to the vaccines. Mercifully, in India, right, left, center, there is no group so nutty, no political group, as to oppose vaccinations. And that is the big strength of Indian democracy as well. Now, if you see what can really go wrong when people don't trust vaccines, look at only one country. Look at Russia. And we'll use Russia as a case study. Russia is a much richer country than India. Russia is a much better educated country than India on an average basis. Russia has a strong scientific base. You can see that they are making hypersonic missiles ahead of the Americans. Russia also has a very good public health system and very good medical research base. They also came up with what might claim to be the first vaccine to be administered in the world, that is the Sputnik V vaccine, produced by the Gamaleya group. And we spoke about that also in one of the earlier episodes of Cut the Clutter. I'll share that also with you. Now, in spite of that, Russia, among the world's richer countries or less poor countries, has among the lowest rates of vaccination coverage in the world. Russia at this moment has only about one third of its people covered with one vaccine. So at this point, if I look at the data from Statista, which you will see, it's a website, about 34% of Russians have had, only 34% of Russians have had at least one vaccine. Only 34%. How many have had both vaccines? Almost 32% have had almost two vaccines. What does it mean? That those who had the first vaccine have also taken the second vaccine. And new guys are not coming in. Contrast that with India. 30% have had both vaccines. 75% have had at least one. And yet every day, as many people are coming for their first vaccine as for the second vaccine. Which means there is hunger. There is demand for the vaccine. In Russia, after one third, it seems to have died. So what is happening as a result is that Russia is now the COVID hotspot of the world. This week, Russia for the first time is notching up the awful figure of more than 1,000 dead a day. It's a lot for a population of just over 14.5 crores. And there also, almost nobody trusts these figures. And I'll give you some examples. People think that these numbers are being heavily undercounted. Russia, which has a much better health system than India's, enormously better. In fact, it is one of those big, great socialist nostalgia stories. Even that system is now creaking under the pressure of new cases. 34,000 new cases now, 34 to 35,000, again, population base, one-tenth of India's, right? And 1,000 plus dead, again, on a population base, one-tenth of India's. This is like India running at about 13,000, 14,000 deaths a day. That's what's happening in Russia, in spite of the fact that it produced the first vaccine which has now been approved in 70 countries, including in India. In fact, it's also available in India. So I was reading about Russia and what exactly has happened. And I found this article in the New York Times just 2 days back by Valerie Hopkins from Moscow. And she says, and the headline of the article is, and you will see the screenshot, "Apathy and wariness of Kremlin leave Russians unvaccinated." So what is happening there is people are distrustful of their government, and people are distrustful of Putin, and they think that this vaccine has been pushed politically, so this will do something awful to us. This story by Valerie Hopkins begins with the example of a 36-year-old woman, Sofia Kravetskaya, who says that she volunteered for the Sputnik vaccine, and she took one shot, and after that, even when she came to the playground, people will run away from her. People said, "You have the vaccine, the virus inside you. You will infect us." And that is quite a widespread feeling that this vaccine is actually dangerous. For that to happen in a country like Russia is very surprising. At this point, only 4 crores, just about 4.2 crores of Russians on a population of 14.6 crores is fully vaccinated. And as I told you, the number of fully vaccinated is almost about the same as number of single vaccinated, because new people are not coming in to get vaccinated. This is it. The demand that is there has been met. And these numbers have been given by Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin. Now, there are opinion polls quoted, even in the New York Times story, that show that 40% of Russians do not trust their government. Right. The paper is quoted Denis Volkov, who's director of Levada Center, which is a reputed independent polling agency in Russia, which says 40% people don't trust the government. If you don't trust the government, why would you trust a vaccine that the government has blessed and the government has sponsored? In August, the number of Russians who do not trust the government on another reputed poll was 52%. And that approximately is the percentage of Russians who say they will not take this vaccine. Now, research data also tells you, polling data also tells you that if other vaccines were available, they might in fact take that. They don't accept Sputnik. One, because they think that Putin pushed it and they won't trust Putin and Putin's administration. They don't find them persuasive enough. And second, because they note the fact that neither EU nor WHO have approved the Sputnik vaccine. Now, that's a bit of a strange situation, paradoxical situation, that 70 countries, including India, which is very conservative about these things, they have approved Sputnik for use, but WHO and European Union haven't. And that has also contributed to the suspicion within Russia. And in Russia, the government does not allow any other vaccines to come in. Now, I told you, people are skeptical of Russian government data. So now, if you look at the data for August, Russian Statistics Agency, which is government agency, they attributed 43,500 deaths to COVID. Whereas Russia's National COVID-19 Task Force only counted 25,000. So this leads to distrust among people and adds to it even further. Now, Putin is also worried. He's gone out. He's addressed his MPs and he said, listen, you people go out and talk to people and persuade them to get vaccinated because you are trusted more than the government as an institution. So people believe you, MPs, please go and persuade them to get vaccinated. The parliament speaker, who's a Putin ally, Putin's party, Pyotr Tolstoy, yes, Tolstoy as in Leo Tolstoy, Pyotr Tolstoy, he's made a public criticism of sorts of the government in an interview to a state-owned TV channel, where he said, listen, the approach we earlier used, which is we told you, now go and do it. That has not worked. So he says, quote, people have no trust to go and get vaccinated. That's a fact. And then he goes on to mention that Russian leaders themselves did not make an example of themselves to evangelize the vaccine. Putin, for example, was vaccinated in March behind closed doors. He had got his daughter vaccinated much earlier when his government said that we have a vaccine, we have approved it. But he waited till March, and that was also done behind closed doors. And for 2 months after that, they didn't tell the world which vaccine he had taken. And that led to many rumors that he had got some imported vaccine, maybe a Pfizer or Moderna or one of those. It's only in June that government announced or government claimed that he had taken the Sputnik vaccine. And that again made people skeptical of that vaccine. So even as we celebrate India's success, with all our flaws, faults, imperfections, mistakes, stumbles, missteps, we've come here, which is a very big achievement and we must celebrate it. I also thought I will use Russia's example to tell you what happens when people do not trust their government, as in India, as in Russia, or when people trust their government, as in India, when people trust the system, as in India, when people do not trust the system, as in Russia. So in Russia, people think their government is too secretive, too unreliable, too untrustworthy. Whereas in India, people have gone into no such analysis paralysis. They've gone out and they've got vaccinated and they are going out and getting vaccinated. So once again, shed all hesitation. See, 100 crore doses have been given now and more will be given on a daily basis. So if you haven't got vaccinated yet, or if it's your time to get your second shot, please don't miss your date. Go and get it.